Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. Hey, IAs, and welcome back to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. Once again, it's your host, Chris Stanley. Well, your old host, Chris Stanley. We are going to wrap up the presentation that we started in the last episode. So if you haven't heard that presentation, you might want to go back and listen to the first part of it. But this is a presentation from our first live event that we've ever done, where we talked about how to claim your life. So this is part two. And then after this, we're going to have some other content scheduled out, some other past things, presentations and things we've done as we begin to rebuild a queue of episodes for you guys. Because that was one thing Kobe Hearn and I heard was like, hey, we want more podcast episodes. So we're going to continue to do the podcast, hopefully have some more content coming for you in the coming weeks. I hope you enjoy this presentation. And once again, it helps you claim your life. How to know when to say no. This is like once a veteran, like I said, gets to a certain point. They say, how do I slow down? Brad Fancher, I remember calling me. Just I can't slow down. I don't even know how to do it. I'm so overwhelmed. And this is when I knew I had to figure this out because my own mentor and star IA at the time was like, I can't slow down and I don't know how to figure this out. So we have a saying that I quote all the time, is that you say yes to survive and no to thrive. You cannot thrive saying yes. You think you can. You get to the first two levels saying yes. Saying yes to SCA onboarding, saying yes to Sedgwick handling their claims, saying yes to that deployment. You can get your 75 to 100,000. But if you ever want to thrive in your life and climb those next few levels, you need to start investing in those other currencies. And that happens only by saying no. And so that's how you climb this hierarchy. And the hardest part of saying no that I found, especially for us guys, we like to calculate and measure things. So if there's no measurement to staying home with the wife instead of handling a claim, I'm passing up $120 for 2 hours with my wife. No, that doesn't count. It doesn't meet, babe, we got to make that money, right? So it's really hard when everything's intangible in the other currencies for it to compete with money, because you just don't have a way in your brain to calculate it. So when you're measuring that way, money almost always wins because you can measure it. And so if we go back to this cornerstone that there's four life currencies, we can start measuring all currencies rather than just money. There's actually a way that I do this in my own life of actually tangibly saying, okay, what's this going to cost in each one of these? Not just what am I gain or what's it going to cost in money, what's going to gain or cost in all of them? And so we must calculate saying yes and no, because there is a cost to saying no to a deployment. You may not get called again. There is a cost to saying yes. You have to be away from your family. There are costs to either side of this coin. So, oh, there's something happening. Tech issue. I didn't know we're new to Microsoft 360. I'm going to touch it.
I don't know about to touch it. I'd be real careful.
It might flicker, people. I'm sorry.
Okay. Run away.
The cord's been shorting out all day, so we're really sensitive about it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I can ask myself, how much time, and I'm going to show you a quick exercise of this, how much time is it going to cost me to do this iPath event? I tried to minimize it. I flew in at midnight. I'm driving to the airport at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow because it cost me time to be away from my family, which cost me even relationships, right? So all of those things, it cost me energy to be here. So like I have to count the cost on all of these for saying yes and saying no. It would cost me money to not be here. It would cost me relationships with Chad and everybody here if I wasn't here. So there's a cost to both sides of these coins that have to be accounted for. And so you just do it yes and no, scale of 1 to 10 on all of these. And so this is what it looks like when you apply. And this is what I did for NACA. I didn't go to NACA, by the way. It lost. So here it is. If I say yes, I might gain eight money. I think I could gain eight on a scale of one to two. I think I could make some pretty good money going to NACA, selling with Kobe. I think we could clean house here. Yeah. So but if I say no, what am I going to gain in money? Well, I'm not gaining anything if I don't go where IAPath doesn't go. We're not going to gain anything. So what's the cost of saying no to money? Well, it doesn't cost me anything just to not go. But if I do go, I'm going to spend a little bit of money to be at this event. So it's about a three. And so I just go through that with all four life currencies. And at the end, sorry, I'm out of the camera view, Max. Right here, you'll see the gain in cost gives me a negative balance to saying yes. And it gives me a positive balance if I say no. Put those two together to see how far apart they are. Plus 39 advantage to saying no. I have a little scale down here if you guys ever are interested. What I think these actually mean. Yes, you should do this. No, you shouldn't. Slam dunk, whatever. So when I see a plus 39 to saying no to something, am I saying yes? No, I'm not saying. But it calculated. But if I went by money only, I think I could sell or whatever. I would have been at NACA. It's a slam dunk. So, but to me, this is the total benefit of saying no. So that is how you can know when to say no. Is literally calculate life currencies on big decisions. So this gives you a way to measure the intangibles, because it's really hard to measure your mental energy or your health or your time with your wife or your relationships with your kids. That's a way you can do it. You've considered all aspects of life, and ultimately you can feel good about your decision. I've tried to think of everything. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect system, but man, I've actually walked through the process. So I know those who don't like math in this room. So there's a website here, decisionmeter.com, and that's money, energy, time, relationships, just for me to make it easy to remember. Decisionmeter.com, it'll do all that for you. It asks you the question, you hit a number. It's so easy. So it'll actually do the math for you and let you know. But that is how you know when to say no in your life. All right, secret number three, how to know what to do every day to reach your dream life. And this one, this is the game changer, guys, I'm telling you. But it takes those other two into account. You need direction in your life, a life compass. And most of you guys already have that. You know what you're going for, right? Not medical field. I want to help people in my job. And so the first step to this, of having a life compass, is knowing your life direction. And I sum this up in 2 to 3 sentences of what your dream life is. So here's my example. I'm retired. This isn't mine. This is a guy I call Chainsaw Charlie. It's just my affectionate name for my example. I'm retired in the mountains of Tennessee. I have a paid-for house with a large garden for my wife, a workshop where I create chainsaw furniture. We love it when the grandkids come to visit with us in the summer. This is where Chainsaw Charlie is hoping he ends up. This is his dream life he's pursuing. It's why he makes money. It's why he wakes up in the morning. That's what he does. Mine looks a little different than that. You guys kind of know I like sailing and crossing Atlantics and stuff like that. But this is somebody else's example that might be a little closer to home for you guys. All right. So once you have that, you can kind of go, okay, great. I know I want to get there, Chris, but how do I figure out my life compass? So this is the second step. So you can turn this direction. I'm going to go here on the map into a life compass by using what? The four life currencies. This thing is amazing. Life currency just keep giving. So if you ask the question, what in my vision, my life direction do I need in terms of time? Chainsaw Charlie, what did he need? He needed to be retired, right? He wanted time to play with chainsaw furniture. He needs some serious time, energy. What does the vision require in terms of energy? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Well, straight off the bat, I can tell you he needs the strength to wield a chainsaw. He better not have, you know, ailments and things that are going to hold him back from what he's envisioning himself doing. Relationships. What does your vision require in terms of relationships? And Chainsaw Charlie, he needs good relationships. And I know this. Why? He mentioned grandkids. And that tells me he's got to have a good relationship with his wife and kids, or the grandkids are never coming over. So relationships, that's what we need. And now money, he wanted a paid-for house because he didn't have to work. So right there, we now have kind of some pillars, a compass that I like, that says, oh, okay, I know if I'm headed the right direction because I'm within my compass here. And always, this is a side note, relationships are your North Star. Don't ever go outside of that one. Even if you lose some energy, some money, or some time, if anything, default to relationships. Step three. So once you have that, you kind of have those pillars, those big goals mapped out for each life currency, what it needs, you map your life waypoints. And this is just reverse engineering, our last thing. Well, if I want to lose 50 pounds so I can wield the chainsaw, I got to first lose 10. So am I going the right direction, compass? I didn't lose any. I gained 3. I went to the iPath reunion. I ate a bunch of junk at the airport. But it's telling me if I'm going the right way. Same with money, relationships. You can't get to 50 or 25 years of marriage if you don't make it to 15. So you reverse engineer this, and it kind of tells you, am I working the right way? Am I starting to move in the right direction towards my dream life? And then step four, you got to figure out your life itinerary. This is when the magic's unveiled for me anyways. So this is actually mine. This is not Chainsaw Charlie, so it might throw you for a loop. But this is daily habits, my life itinerary. I wake up, I know what I'm doing today for the most part. You look at my calendar, I have no meetings for the rest of the year. Zero. I have zero meeting. I lie. I have staff meeting once a month. He's like, you canceled staff meeting? Other than staff meeting once a month, I have nothing on my calendar for the rest of the year. Why? Because my time, I want to make sure I can be present in the moment. And by having no scheduled meetings, it allows me to be present. And it allows me to make sure I don't say yes to too much, because I'm really bad at that. So that's my weakness. I'm trying to turn it into strength. My energy. I eat vegan at home. So what am I eating tomorrow? It's not meat. I tell you that. It's not meat at home, right? So this helps me lose weight and keeps my blood pressure down. I don't have to have a fancy diet or anything. This is just an easy daily habit I can do. I'm just going to eat vegan. Relationships. So for me, I chose, I want to tea hour each day with my wife. I need a good relationship with my wife. If we're going to cross the Atlantic together, we better get along. So we better have an hour set aside to spend time with each other every day. And so these are everyday habits that I do. Money. A lot of you guys found me because of books, LinkedIn posts, scripts I wrote for Matt Allen's Adjuster TV. I write every morning from 4:30 to 7:30, and that's how I make money. So that's what I spend my time doing, is writing. So those are my habits. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Well, tomorrow I'm flying out, so I'm breaking my own rules now. But when I'm at home, this is my itinerary every day. I don't have to ask, how am I living my life today? Am I headed the right direction today? I know how I'm living today. And so with those four to-dos, my itinerary, yeah, this is kind of where I work. This is my office a lot of the time. I'm living a version of my dream life every day. I might never cross the Atlantic. I might never reach the Pacific Islands. I might never go to Fiji. That would make me cry. But I'm living a version of my dream life right now. It's not my end destination. It used to be what? We talked about in the beginning. What was my original big thing? I wanted to be around my kids every day, right? I achieved it. So guess what we do? We make up another one. Okay? And now I want to cross the Atlantic with my kids. But if you have your own itinerary, you can start living your dream life tomorrow. So my wife said, this ending's a little cheesy, but I think it's important. It's okay, cool. So you claim your life one day, one action, one yes, one no, one moment at a time. And ultimately, life is short. It's really short, guys. And we've had some scary things happen to people even in this room this week. Life is short. So don't let your dream life wait. Don't wait on it. Like, don't wait till you get to the end destination to start living the way that you want to live today, because ultimately that life will pass you by if you don't make space for it. So in closing, and I'm going to read this because I'm just not that good, but this is right out of a book I've been working on of mine, and I want to read it. So attempting to reach a dream life by investing into life currencies will only make your life better, richer, and more fulfilling. Chainsaw Charlie may not reach his Tennessee mountain home, but if he experiences a great relationship with his wife, his kids, and his grandkids, I ask the question, is he a failure? No. If you implement a lifestyle change or perform the habits each day that sow into the life you've always dreamed about, you're living a version of that dream just like me. You're not a failure, but a champion. You're taking life by the horns and building a life worth living. Should you die next month, will you regret making changes for the better today? I don't think so. No way. Tomorrow isn't promised. Success isn't guaranteed. But you need neither of those things. You can live a dream life starting today, right now, by investing in each of life's currencies, by putting your effort where your mouth claims your values are. And that's huge for all of us. You can claim your own version of paradise by living your dream life today, right now with what you have. So all of you have taken a huge step up being here. You've all done speed dating. Don't tell your wife or husband. You speed dated with firms. You've accumulated new contacts, new relationships. You've stepped out, but make sure that you let IAPath, you let the people in this room that care about you, help you claim your life in time, energy, and relationships, not just money. So, a life direction, though, is not a destination, but an ideal at which we live by each day. So, I challenge you all, choose today, choose tomorrow, how you're going to live. Make it intentional. Don't let the firms dictate how you're going to live. Don't let circumstances of politics or the world dictate or societal expectations tell you how to live. You choose. And ultimately, that's how you claim your life. All right. That's it. Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.